Samsung Galaxy Note 9 review. It's a big, expensive phone, but you get it all. What's going on? I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech. The Samsung Galaxy Note 9 is in stores right now, and it sells for $1,000. That gets you a 6.4-inch screen, one of the best I've ever seen on a phone, plus 128 gigabytes of storage, dual cameras on the back, an S Pen stylus with Bluetooth, and one of the biggest, baddest batteries you can pack into a phone that still feels pretty darn good in your hand. How's that for an intro? Well, I've been using this device for the past 2 weeks, and I can tell you it is one of my favorite phones ever. It is a pleasure to use. It's fast. It has every feature you can think of. A fun camera. The stylus makes a great addition to Instagram stories and general navigation when you remember to use it. Plus, it's big, but it's not unwieldy. And although I still prefer the clean software and faster camera on the Pixel, the Note 9 offers so many more features. Let's talk about some of them. For starters, the battery in this thing is just a rock star. It's 4,000 milliamp hours, which is a lot, about a third more than other big smartphones, and the battery is going to be the least of your concerns on this device. It charges super fast with the cable or wirelessly, and if you drive for a bit during the day and have it plugged in your car like I often do in Los Angeles, realistically, battery life is not a concern at all. There were even some nights I didn't even bother to plug it in because it was still so full by the time I went to bed. The storage is also great. It's 128 gigabytes standard. You just won't worry about anything, taking tons of pictures, videos, downloading Spotify music and Netflix shows and YouTube videos. I didn't even consider how much storage everything was taking up because it doesn't matter. And if you get close to filling up that 128 gigs, you can just add a memory card. 256 gigs on Amazon right now is just about $80, and you can go all the way up to a 512 gigabyte memory card when that's available. Performance on the Note 9 has been great. Samsung software gets a bad rap, and there are little things I don't like about it, like the way it handles notifications and the always-on screen, but I can live with that, and for 99% of people, you're probably not going to care. The phone hasn't gotten hot even once, which is a departure from other Samsung phones, which have heated up in the past. Maybe it's because Samsung added some sort of new liquid cooling inside, but I can't be sure, but this thing stays pretty cool throughout the day. The S Pen with Bluetooth is really cool, but you have to remember to use it, otherwise it's useless. And that's one of the big features of this device. You have to remember to pull it out. When I did, it would come in handy for various creative situations like Instagram stories and writing on pictures. You'll figure out what you need it for, but it's a useful thing to have. And yes, I am the weirdo that sets up my phone on a tripod to take group pictures at family and friend gatherings, so I will definitely be using the S Pen in the future versus the typical timer I would normally set. The S Pen lasts for 30 minutes on Bluetooth use, then you pop it back into the phone and it takes 40 seconds to recharge it, but it always works to write on the screen no matter whether it's charged or dead. Now let's talk about the camera, because this is one of the biggest parts of any smartphone, and on the Note 9, it is good, it borders on great, it's a very capable camera and you will have lots of fun with it. I really love having the 2x lens so I can zoom into things optically versus digitally. And the camera performs good, but I'd like to see it perform great. It can be a little slow to react and focus sometimes, and things like zoom and movements can look a little jittery in the preview window. But overall, the photos you take on this device are very, very good and many times excellent. It does a great job in low light, one of the best performers in low light, and I'm very impressed with the detail on pictures. Compared to the iPhone's photos, I think those look nice, but they always look kind of flat. The Galaxy Note 9 has much more depth and detail, of course, not as much as the Pixel, which has like crazy computer processing going on to make any shot look good, but Samsung definitely makes one of the top cameras on the market. Now, they did add some sort of scene detection, artificial intelligence, but I can't really tell if that's helping my photos look better or just boosting things like color and other stuff depending on the situation. It can recognize scenes including food, portraits, flowers, animals, landscapes, sky, sunrise, sunset, text, and more. The camera also tells you when someone blinks or the shot is blurry or there's some bad backlight. I found this feature nice to have, but not entirely useful because look, if it's an important shot, I'm going to be reviewing it anyway. Now, the front-facing camera is a totally different story. If there's a sore spot to this device, this is it. In a word, I'm unimpressed. It's very hit or miss. Sometimes you get such a good shot, it looks like a pro took it. Other times you get something that looks kind of muddled and blurry. The front-facing camera is not a deal breaker, but it's definitely the biggest disappointment on this device. Low light is especially challenging for it. It will take a noticeable amount of time to snap a front-facing photo, and the result is often not very good, so you're gonna have to take a couple of front-facing photos to get a good one. As for the rest of the Galaxy Note 9, it is a very complete package. The screen, just simply amazing. It puts other smartphone screens to shame. I watched the original Jurassic Park movie on a plane, and I just can't tell you how good it looked on that big, bright 6.4-inch screen. And that's an old movie. If you look at some of the new stuff on Netflix with HDR, that's unbelievable. You also get Dolby Atmos. Video on this thing is just amazing. And plus, you get all the features you need, like a headphone jack and the fingerprint reader. Although it's a tad small, it's in a dream spot compared to last year's model. You can actually reach it without looking, and it's properly placed under the camera instead of to the side of the camera. Now, the Note 9 is expensive, and I'm not thrilled about either color combo. You can choose from blue or lavender in the US right now. There is a black and copper model available, just not in the US just yet, but I expect them to make their way here eventually. And one thing I don't like, you no longer have the option to turn off the Bixby button. Now, unless I'm missing it in the Bixby settings, they seem to have gotten rid of this entirely, which is unfortunate because you do press that dedicated button a lot, and it activates Bixby, which I don't think is bad, but I just don't need another assistant in my life right now. So let's compare against some other phones. Against the iPhone X, well, number one, we're coming out with a new iPhone very soon. So if you're comparing those two and deciding, you probably want to wait to see what Apple does. But against the iPhone X, you're definitely getting more for your money with the Note 9. Now, I rarely compare Android to iPhone anymore because let's face it, I've realized most people don't care. They're either Apple or Android for life and they don't want to switch. And that's kind of fine with me. It's personal preference and I understand how Apple folks will miss iMessage, FaceTime, and other niceties of the Apple ecosystem. So I'm not trying to convince you to switch here. Now, if you don't need the stylus or the large battery, you'll be perfectly happy with the Samsung Galaxy S9 Plus. This is nearly the same phone, just slightly smaller with less bells and whistles, but it's a very similar camera setup and it has that gorgeous screen again, just a bit smaller. And if you don't want to spend $1,000, the OnePlus 6 is a really nice Android device. It has amazing software. It's super fast. It charges fast, although there's no wireless charging, and the software is updated way more often. The only downside of the OnePlus really is you don't get as good of a camera, but I will tell you the OnePlus 6 is doing some amazing pictures for that $530 price. OnePlus, you're doing a great job. Now against the Pixel, that's a tough one because that is my favorite phone ever. And rumor has it that the new Pixel is gonna add wireless charging and wired headphones, which are two chief complaints I had against the last one. And the Pixel camera is just a monster. It's the absolute best in the world on a smartphone. And one of the reasons I keep going back to that device. And also the Pixel is going to be cheaper than the Samsung Note 9, but it won't come with as many software bells and whistles. Some will like that, others won't. Samsung versus Pixel is a tough one. If you're a true Android hardcore, that's a tough decision. All right, there you have it. My review of the Samsung Galaxy Note 9. Bottom line, this is a beast, but in a good way. Samsung has managed to cram just about every feature known to man in a smartphone that actually looks, feels, and performs great. The price tag and the large size are basically the two biggest downsides, along with infrequent software updates, but that's about it. You're really getting one of the best phones on the market. Thanks so much for listening. If you want photo samples, video samples, plus my TV review, check the show notes or just go to richontech.tv and let me know if you have any questions. You can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I will be listening and answering. I'm Rich DiMiro. I'll talk to you real soon.